The U.S. Supreme Court handed gun control advocates a major victory today. The 5-4 ruling allows strict enforcement of the federal ban on straw purchases of guns. That's the ban on a person being able to buy a gun for someone else. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The federal law on background checks enables gun dealers to verify the identity of buyers and, before the purchase is complete, to submit the name of the buyer to a federal database to weed out convicted felons, those with a history of mental illness, etc. Significantly, the form and identification procedure make clear that only the actual buyer who is in the store is eligible to make the purchase. It features in boldface these words: "Warning, you are not the actual buyer if you are acquiring the firearm on behalf of another person. If you are not the actual buyer, the dealer cannot transfer the firearm to you." In this case, Bruce Abramski offered to buy a Glock 19 handgun in Virginia for his uncle in Pennsylvania. At the dealership, Abramski filled out the federal forms, replying that he was the actual buyer of the gun. He also signed a separate form certifying that he understood that a false answer to that question is a federal crime. After Abramski passed the background check, he gave the gun to his uncle, deposited his uncle's $400 check, and gave him a receipt. Police later found the receipt after searching Abramski's home in connection with another crime. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison for lying on the federal form and representing himself as the actual buyer. He appealed to the Supreme Court, arguing that his answer on the form was not material to the lawfulness of the sale because his uncle could have bought the gun legally on his own. Today, the High Court rejected that argument by a 5-4 vote. Writing for the majority, Justice Elena Kagan said that Abramski's reading would completely gut the twin purposes of the law: to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who should not have them, and to assist law enforcement authorities in investigating serious crimes. Kagan noted that according to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, nearly half of its gun trafficking investigations involve straw purchasers. Were Abramski to prevail, she said, only a criminal who was a true numbskull would buy a gun himself, leaving a paper trail, instead of getting a straw to make the purchase. Larry Pratt, executive director of Gun Owners of America, was dismayed but not surprised by the ruling.
"The government's out of control, and all three branches are united against the people and the Constitution."
In contrast, John Lowy, legal director of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, was relieved.
"The gun lobby was seeking to blast a gaping hole in our federal straw purchase law. Fortunately, the court rejected that."
Particularly interesting today was the vote of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who sided with the court's conservatives in 2008 in declaring for the first time that individuals have a constitutional right to gun ownership. That decision, written by Justice Antonin Scalia, had language pointedly allowing gun regulations, language that many experts believe was added at Kennedy's insistence. Today, Kennedy was on the other side, lining up against the court's conservatives and in support of the ban on straw purchases. The four dissenters were Justices Scalia, Thomas, Alito, and Chief Justice Roberts. Joining Kagan in the majority were Kennedy, plus Justices Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.